riding all over the county, over in Hampton and Alcanny. There was another like good doctor over there. Mm-hmm. We're real busy, and most everybody had the babies at home and all back then, you know. Somebody, one here was telling me the other day that she had 5 children, had every one of them at home. Said, now the doctor was there, but a colored woman took my baby. A colored woman presided at the birth, but said the doctor was in the room. Still, for all age, she said. Woman here talking the other day. And said that, but we were all now. My 3 children were born at home. The doctor was there, and we had a black mammy too that looked after them, but all 3 of mine were born in the home. But that, you see, was, I need it now, that was 60 years ago. So since then, they most all go to the hospital. Hmm. Most all go to the hospital for the babies nowadays. I don't think I had a grandchild born in the homes, not a one. But my 3 of them.
Do you have any other kind of local characters that
well,
may be in town?
I bet I was showing you this about that woman that had all those children. She's a colored woman, but she was a character that I knew that this other lady from our home would know, so I could have a read this morning about her children, grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
Missouri great big fat nigger woman, and she never did help us. I never did use her, but I knew her.
Mm-hmm. What was
and
she like?
She's jolly.
Uh-huh.
Always laughing. Most of all, I'm a good natured, and they were pretty well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So but they had not only the money every week that they prized, but we saw that they had decent clothes, decent aprons, and food, took food from our tables if they needed it, and they weren't. The colored folks were always looked after from time back younger than my mother told me about helping our mother, you know, make dresses for them. Said, but the same pattern mine was made by, same sort of stuff, usually a different color. And then I doctored them, and at night I'd carry the lamp, hold the lamp for to give them medicine and all. We've always looked after our colored folks.
Mm-hmm.
Most folks.
Well, did people ever call colored people any other words?
Negro.
What kind of other words?
Negroes. N-E-G-R-O-E-S, Negroes. And back yonder, they didn't mind. Knew they were Negroes, and they didn't mind it at all. But of course, nowadays, they think that's an insult to be called a Negro. But back there, they didn't. I found today in my things this wonderful story about the colored folks and how good they were, and about the monument in South Carolina to the slaves, and then about this yacht, a Negro named Yacht that went he was just 12 years old, went with his master to the ball and cared for him and all, and later how good he was to any veterans and all. And they took him anywhere they went, to veterans convention, anything, and he finally went to the veterans home and lived with them, just like one of them, and was treated just like they were. And how good he was to them, but he spent his last days with them, and they were just as good to him. So mistreating them wasn't very usual.
That wasn't too common.
No, wasn't very. You would hear of it occasionally. But I think they'd usually be punished, the masters at war, and bad to them. I don't think it's a usual thing that they were mistreated. However, we would hear of it, you know. You'd hear somebody whipping up a couple of persons, sleep or something. But all I knew of the time they treated. Of course, they worried that they got paid for it, the time they treated.
Well, you kind of have to keep